아이 계단 르단 내정기에 주문다다 미에 계단 당 로아 돈제 단은 지정바 탄제기도 소소로 퇴주르지 만난 가단 연비 선제도 연는 로든 지다 와용 다가 저비 선제시 공모름 보지 다지비 장급을 저원 연비 삼바 전주교도 투시바대 제도 셈바라쇼 강시 셈바쇼의 최체 림반에 전주선비 저바는 주비 흉대니 쇼와 제바라 레우 주비는 레우 고바 시로기 레우 제 다 시로기 레우 데라얀 따와 따 데니기 거제 The Dining Court, that's so than the Kareshi was the Zerbonche. Zerbon did a Karayan was the Umigi that Chundan Anola, Dining Nanshachi Chenda, Dining Nanshata, Kunzab Seadan, Dinashi, Tendan Seaketa, Nanshachi Chenda, Odela, Chunda Woma de Sogida, Chick Umigi Shumonola, Chick Dining Nanshachi Ton Lada, Chenda Odinid in Indusinia, Zerbonoche. That server de Latinia, Lion, and also Umigi Tundanola, Deniki Nansha, Deniki Tender with the Shavina, that the legend in the humorous and about Sir Wanching die. Did Sir Wanching and the Dela Temengi, that chick Zerbadan, Dinashingi, that sends them by the servers, Dine Yunda, and sends them by the Nandembagi server chicken, Nanzimbagi servers, Ni and the Nanzimba Cassa Nandembagi, that chick Umigi Tundanola, Deniki Korosheva de Lada, chick Cassa. Dende ndig midu sene tseba mambo ji chene da tseba de la laya le mambo ji nansan o de kondo shi suma che. Ta dini ma senzan nanzunba. Senzan nanzunba ki yan umi ki tunda nana la ta dini ki nansha chiya de la ta chen rao dene dende du sene ya tseba. An di tseba de la ta laya uma pa ki. Anso dini ki nansha de la ta chronzo ki chen tonya de kanda chen de anso ki dini ki nansha de la ta chen jugu mara ya sene o da di tsebon se dili chen. I think they might share it.
Listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the motivation, with the intention of wanting to lead them to the state of complete enlightenment, the state of complete freedom. The text we're studying, the Bodhicitta Avatar, is presented in 10th chapter, when in chapter 9, the chapter on the Paramita of Wisdom, the Prajna Paramita. This chapter so presents there's a presentation of the view, and within that presentation so we're now come to the point of the rejection of objection, because in this section so we saw the Madhyamika way of explaining the true truth, their presentation of the true truth, and so from seeing this this presentation of the true truth according to the Madhyamika, then the lower schools then see some kind of faults in the presentation of the Madhyamika and then oppose some objections to that. But this is, so in this section, so we see that actually those objections are not valid, and that we, if we explain that actually there's no, the faults that they say that the Madhyamika have in the way of explaining the true truth are not really true. So that is the refutation of the objections of the lower schools. And so in that, then we saw the refutation of the Hinayana schools. And now we're in the refutations of the objections of the Chittamatra. And within the Chittamatra schools, then there are the true aspectarian and the false aspectarian. And so we saw the all the different arguments that or many different arguments that the Chittamatra true aspectarians came up with in order to try to refute all kind of objections to the way of presenting the true truth of the Madhyamika. And so we saw the refutations and how those objections actually are not valid. And now we come to the point of the refutation of the objections of the false aspectarian school of Chittamatra.
Mundah senzan nanzimba kita karishe gol sedi. Muncul dah lola nonde ya gigi surat itu kan nampak itu sama seni los coba. Dini yeres nih dia umares. Ini yang di nonde senzan nanzimba kita siapa nasi cini. Rangi sen di lewes nih sen umares. Tak karishe sedi nonde yugi tena coba umares. Sen kita lah yang coba umares. Panon ada trashe dini cipapa nasi. Di zumares kandar. Ani cik mebasanu mesin tu lola dini siapa no mebasanu sedi panona trashi track number dini sengi sengi mampu yung dah dila mebasanu di yo mari ini sawa nong dah oden mebasan Udende zure trok namba kan no ne ya ta de chi ba chi sen res di noa de kan da nga zo ge sen res na sen ya mares sen le los chwa yo res na sen lo chwa yo mares o ta din na shin ge kan da chi me ba sa no namba de tsa ma zuma res she ba de la nan zung ba namba de zuma namba si de she ba lan ha ya ge zure trok namba de la namba chi o ta de zuma res yo ge ten la yo chwa mar yo mar ani de sen ge ten la yo chwa yo mares jumsen karasana yug tena truvay meba dedo ko sen zambage dine dunchen gojek ribachi shesan shalo no jongi dut de la da kandaya kandaya chad dine tegirin te maris shimbe hino machik chen do de dine kandara dunchen siya de tsanyi madrubachi tena berlong do shebi gitendo kasi namba de shebi gitendo truvay yana dine sheba de chame nindongi sheba siyen de zunwa dan zimba nyingi tonwa ke dine chame yin shesan chatsanyi meba kurun chichi bore mada chatsanyi meba Odindi number the sin is lawina, and the crowns of the non la sheba de chami in seagi, tamcha de nyanores. The chai of a chanora, cars, and non big chada, shebig chani, eva chanora. Odindi number the sheba maris. Then the tai sheba senye de canda, ni don sheba senye de pena shagon, shed dodo del pet samayora, pet mamma, odina shingi dachi, ranchin, chun kayameva. Nidong sheba senye de zonwa dan zimba de ta trima na ishiche digi trime pa taba ke sherpe sherde pe tsangma taba yoba odi na ishiki ta kanda nidong sheba randu ransa senye che yos
and so the false aspectarians so explained that the objects there's no outer objects that exist are there, so this is, but then also those objects then are not also one with the mind, because there was the fault of of the object being the same as the mind, and so for them the objects do not exist outside, and they also do not exist in the mind, and they are just this illusion-like objects which appear to be external to the mind, but are not distinct, extramental things, so things that are different from the mind, outside the mind. And so they are these things that do not exist yet appear clearly. So there are those clear appearances which do not exist. And so we're to the question whether these objects which are not different from the mind are one with the mind, and the false aspectarians consider that they are not, and because the mind, so they consider those objects, so again that are outside, different from the mind, and do not exist. There's no such object because they are, you know, chitta-matra, and so all the chitta-matra refute the existence of extra-mental objects, objects that would exist out there. But then, at the same time, also those aspects corresponding to the visual forms, the sounds, the texture, and so on. All those also then do not exist in the mind. They are like in illusion-like objects or those appearing clearly yet not existing kind of thing, which are in the space like a mirage. They give the example of a mirage hanging in space, a sort of a groundless appearance. So, and they can't be same with the mind for them, because the mind is then would lose this oneness and this partlessness of the mind. So they can't be the same as the mind, and so so they cannot. But then they do not exist also outside. So therefore, they are this external object. It's just like a mirage hanging in space, and the mind is by nature free from all aspects. So those aspects that kind of hanging there in space, this is what is perceived, but the mind itself, this mind that is the is like a sphere of pure crystal, this mind that is free from the duality of subject and object, this kind of a naturally clear self-awareness, that is the mind is like this pure this sphere of pure crystal, and it is not tainted by any of those aspects. So this is the position of the of the chitta-matra false aspectarians.
That de la dini kare she gore se de da kasi chono gi sen de da ngobo ngobo imba chi sheng dos uma bag da dini ba ne sen zam ba nan zum ba chono zuge sen de da ngobo imba chi keleng dos sen de ngobo imba kele ani sen la non de yogi namba de sen ne mare se sheng do yugi de na ne tuba me se sheng dos ta de namba de kandar banana tashi zaba na shi ngome re shas ngobo re mdo ste ta kasi namba de ngome ina dini namba de sen ne shen 차도그레스 간이스나 응어볼레 응어메데 셴 차도그라 셴스나 타데 응어보다 응어메니 타데라 응어볼레 응어메데 셴 차도그레 미레 라 셴 차도그라 미다 라니 미레 라 셴 미다 라니 타데라 어디나 신 차도스다 저런게 넘바데 간다 아 다 직 셀레 로스 줘봐 직 레샤스
And what the Majjhimika reply to that if they hold that those objects are there, so they are not external objects that are truly existing, like kind of things, ngopo, things that are functional things existing outside, different from the mind. And also, at the same time, they are not the mind, they are just those aspects kind of hanging there, so they are therefore non-things, non-functional things, ngome. Yeah, because they are not outer object, outer functional things, they are not the mind as well, so they are those non-functional things, they are ngome. And so therefore, those aspects which are non-functional things are different from the mind, because the mind is a functional thing, is a ngopo. And so ngopo functional thing is different from ngome. Something that is a ngopo, that is a functional thing, is different from a ngome, that is a non-functional thing. Like a man is different from a god. So its difference is two different things, and so it's the same also. Those aspects are different from the mind.
That the sense shen chading do she san kani sana sense ngobo ren do si namba dene ngobo ren mendo as kasi ngobo ina ta sense jing go ra koto lu la kani sana yugi dene yur zongwa pembo chikzani mes lao chare ta zongwa yu pembo mena dene zimba sema do ngobo shen da yo mare. Then may the number the Kasi Ngobo Yin Lanani send a chi ingore, Ngobo Mayin Senani, then the number the Ngome Chanora. Ngome Yina, then send Ngobore, Dinita, Shen Chasan. That Yen Chasun the Digi, nobody that Chronk Lula, that number the Kasi, Semaina, then send the Lost Chubachi race in the Losan. That did a cosal never chi yungere. Kainsan never chi yun dela, Digi Tobachi yune, or that the send a non deck number the send the Lost Chubachi Mares. Sende loos chobar ees se lawa ina, dini kozo ge chue dezo tsangma, sende loos chobi ge chue kanyam ees da, kamsun ni sen zambo se shengdo, kamsun ge nuwa kare ina ya, sende loos chobar mees ya de, sen zambo kronzo ge dhumda ge da, unin deya de di chade ura. Ode sende loos chobar ees se lawa ina da di nyamdo ura, ko tamcha de, di toba che ne, o da namba de kanda sende loos chobar chi mares logo eras.
So this aspect, those correspond to all those phenomena that so those chittamatrins speak about. Being chittamatrin, being mind only, so they've refuted all outer objects, the existence of any outer object that could be that are apprehended. All the outer objects that are apprehended are not different from the mind, or there's nothing that exists outside the mind. So those objects, those aspects, cannot be things that exist outside. So therefore, if they are things, then they have to be the mind. If you consider there to be functional things, to be ngopo, then they have to be one with the mind, according to the chittamatra. They can't be anything else. And so if they are different from the mind, as they say, then they are non-functional things. According, again, to this chittamatra position, where the only functional thing is the mind. And so if they are a functional thing, so therefore different from the mind, then you can't say that everything is mind only. But then, so they have a doubt there, that is because they say that since they are mind only, everything is the mind, so those aspects, even though they are non-functional things, they are not different from the mind.
That number is sent a loss to a maris lesson. That number is sent a loss to a maina, then it's sent a gene goes. Send a gene, so then one is sending. Ngome yinba ta, kan yisana, namba de ngome yinbi yiches, namba de ngome chadegora. Namba ngome de dan, sen yin ji yisana, dine, chironzu gulula, sen de ngome yinba chano gores, kan yisana, namba de ngome ra, Then the women the chicken and women in Guru, then the Dutch and also the Lula, sending women in by channels.
Well, if you say that, then if the mind and those aspects are not different, then they are the same, they are one. Yeah? Because they are not different. So they are the same. If they are the same, then the mind is a non-functional thing. It follows the consequence is that the mind is a non-functional thing. Because the mind is the same as the aspect which are non-functional things. So then in your tradition, then what would, you know, what you say, what you're establishing is that the mind is a non-functional thing.
That de la senza madezo karela orsete, oh, that de mares, sendi inji minji ngobo yingo gura mado, tene yula tonto mares, yu tongin de inji minji ngobo yingo gura es, o de indi ta, sendi inji minji ngobo yingo gura mado, tene, kasi sendi ngobo maina, tene yuru su dra tero desu tsama, tene tonto mares, hako to mares.
And but then the well, the Chittamatra replied that if the mind were unreal, then it could not be perceiving agent. He couldn't see anything. For the mind to be able to perceive the visual forms, the sounds, the textures, and so on, then it has to exist. It has to be a functional thing. It has to be a thing. If it's not a thing, then you cannot perceive anything. So you cannot perceive all those things of visual forms and so on. So therefore, we cannot say that the mind is a non-thing, is a non-functional thing, but it has to be a thing, a functional thing, a ngobo.
That thing ngobo yingo gure seya dike, chidang ngobo yingo gure se, di chibu logo yamare. That di ngobo yingo gure se di kana, sende denba truba, rari de ta ten tamba la chuko gure sende di tru de gare ta. So, Kurongi, Debangunede, send the inchimich ngobo yingo gramato, then they sued the rogue number there's a tonto mares and the lanchi jasan. Or they send the ngobo yingo reset, the chidang ngobo yingo reset, the chibu lavatsa mahimba, send the tentambala in mitomba, and it trubachi yingo reset, nidong sheva send it. Send said, ya put under the dinner, because of nidong sheva de la. One in deba, the nidong sheva de drubdevara. Adi sende yogogure, dinashi rari yogogure se mabu, shene, tuenda ngoma de zunzi nying tongbi ki nying tong ki shibarang riran sa de, ta jik tuenda bala yore, se ta ti duya ki chile, ne mabu, jik shede wara, o di yinde, sen ngobo yogogure se de, nying tong ki shiba de, tuenda bala mi tongba yogogure se, shigure se. Ina ya ta dini ma uma pake, yinji mi jiki sende ngobo denba chubanda wo, tuenda bala mi tongba ji yogogu ma resi, karisane sende ya tongba, Jumada, Minana Shinge, Chick Dembal Matuba Yinaya, you suda to do the so called Toncho Gres. You Kroya, Jumada Minana Shi, Demba Maduare, then Tongi, Saint Kroya, Demba Maduba, Jumada Minana Shires. O Dinita, Chick Nincha Jumada Minana Shinidi, and Chick Tonyagi, Yoche, Chick, and Yujenchini, O the net Tonya de Tigres. Mado Yinchimiji, you did Tonya like Sende called Tendambala, Midomba, Demba to one of the Yigumaris.
And so the Chittamatra say that the mind must exist, must be a functional thing, must be a ngopo, and they don't just say that. They don't just say that the mind must exist, must be a ngopo. They say that actually, even that on the absolute level, it is also not empty and exist. This mind is free of the duality of subject and object, this pure aspect of the mind that is free of the duality of subject and object, exists on the absolute level, is not empty on the absolute level, must exist for the perception to take place. But then the answer to that by the Madhyamika is that it is for the mind to be able to cognize its object, then it doesn't have to be existing on the absolute level. It also can exist in a kind of illusion-like way, or to be like this illusion-like kind of mind, and not truly inherently existent kind of mind that would perceive those objects which are also unreal and illusory. So it's the same, this kind of unreal illusory mind then perceives, so one is like doing like the subjective kind of aspect, and the other one is like the objective aspect, and both being unreal and illusory, both the object and the mind that perceives them.
That dig tambo de la kasi chronzu ge ni namba de da ji ngmen da wodin de ji char no nu sen de ngobo re shi dus oda de ni kan da ta den da wodin de char no nu sen da wodan de nan shin ge sen le los jo ba ge namba de me ba ina de ni sen de ngme char no nu dus kan isen namba de ngme re do as ne ji she san odi gaba gaba tong we re se gaba se de da chron su lu la de su ji sen ge yur de ni ton su de la ri me dus pa ga tanda odela ani sen kuran ya juma nashi yudin ya juma nashi re deni juma nashi dige ji thorung re si she son odi chu dugu ya re dub se dita ngaso glo la sen kuran ya demba ma du ba yina yine ya ji chue de zo chama ani ha ko ya da thon ya da deni rung re si chron chu glo la ta she chu deni chi cha ba yina odi dig ma re si tambo dige pha ga ni ba dige da oni sen kuran juma ta odi ge ani ji thon ya da de chama the gre si ya dige ani chu dugu ya da tang re si Kondu gaba dan de drubi yon de che se
Kondu gaba se
Kondu gaba se yade tambo Kuron zuki namba se yade da Sengi ranshin ya maris Yola yoy maris chi she san Di she de onan churon zuki Sen le namba de los choba chire jas Kanyi sen namba de da ngobo remen do as Sen de ngobo remen do as chi she san Di nan shingi Ta kasi sen le los choba chi namba menane ni nam sende ngume chandong dus kan isna namba de dan sinyi chi rendo as o de ndi namba de ngume ra as ndi ni she son de gabi on de tang weres ta chono zu lo lan de su de ni dig mi dus ta o ni sende juma na shi mi demba ma ru ware o di yin bi jun sen na de ni sa ma ton ya da ha ko ya de ni te gre se ya de su dru ni o da din de che ba ina ni dig re se te gre se ya no ta mo she na shin chen da dig ma res
so This argument has just been used for purpose of refutation. So the the Chittamatra, so they explain those false expectations. They say that the aspects are not different from the mind, yeah. And so therefore they are those non-functional things. First they say that, and if you say that they are different from the mind, and they are those non-functional things. Then those non-things, then the mind in your system, then the mind cannot cognize them. And then, but then if you say that they are the same, then the mind also becomes this non-functional thing because it is the same as those aspects that are non-functional things. So also, it doesn't fit in your system. That is a refutation. So that was presented to the Chittamatra false expectation theory, and then the now it is being used to serve as a proof or to mean that actually it is possible to have all those objects that are unreal and illusory to be known by the mind, which is also unreal and illusory. So we need to have the mind that we have a mind that exists that knows those objects also, but existing doesn't mean for us that it is truly existent. We don't mean to say that it is truly existent. There is a mind that that is unreal and illusory that know those objects are unreal and illusory, and that works. Then they have there's a relation there, and that works, and you can explain it in this way. But we don't need to say that though this mind exists on the ultimate level is truly existent. And because if you'd say that, then comes the fault that we showed that the mind that is truly existent, that is this functional thing, then cannot know those aspects, and that this mind is different from those aspects. Or if the mind is the same as those aspects, then the mind becomes a non-functional thing. So that is the refutation that was just proposed here.
That sends somebody so young, Karisha was the send the demo to a Ures. Junsen Karsana Kasi send the demo to a mena, and then also give cause in the Kandis Ures. Kansanani, send Kron demo to a mobile to a meba in a, then the Nanka Nashinjane. Nanka said the letter, then the Dochi Ures, Siajiko Tenya Kaimindor. Nanka said, go Tombi each other, the Nangas Shevra. Odin Nashinjane, then Koyu can no under the Tama and Sanyako Naya meba channels. Koyu no under. Koriwiki nuwa da za tsama nga zu sendi denba truwa yu. Di sendi denba truwa de la tene dine koriwiki nuwa de rime shindu jungu yores. Kasi sendi denba truwa me na nani kuwa de kandis yungu yores. Pena jimba mebi Ani bomba dance xian da, jimba se de bomba soya ge jik chala dinde, ju dinde. Pe na da sa ge bomba ina, dambo sa ge daban rabo dinde gora. Dinan xin ge ta namba mebi, namba se de kyuba. Nga zo kyuba zanyi meswa na dinde re rabo dinde zanyi ko soya yomara. O dinan xin re tene, ta kozo dinde ten goras. Dinde sen di inchi michi denba tuwa yores. Di meba ina dinde nanka nan xin chene, kanya meba. Ani koyu ge nuwa da zo kanya meba. Layan koyu ge nuwa de zanyi ko junya meba o dinde chara ure ten goras.
Then the Chittamachan then say that actually samsara has to exist. If it were the mind has to exist because for the to be the support of samsara, because if it were not for the mind, that would be this truly existent mind that would be the support for the all the appearances of samsara, then this samsara would be like space without any support. You know, space is just hanging there without anything supporting it. It's just this nothingness hanging there. And so samsara would become the same. It would be like space, just this nothingness hanging there. So there wouldn't be any samsara. So, but it is because it is in the mind, all the appearances of samsara are in the mind that exist, that there can be a samsara. And so it says that if the situation were otherwise, if the mind were not truly existent, samsara would simply be nothing like empty space, and it would be impossible for the appearances of samsara to arise, for they would be without any anything to support them, so they won't be able to arise on the basis of anything. There wouldn't be any basis for them to arise. And so the example that they give to illustrate that is like having a pot without clay or cloth without yarn. In order to make a pot, if you don't have the basic, you know, element, the earth, to kind of make it, then you can't make any pot. There can't be any pot without the clay. Or the same cloth, if you don't have the yarn, then you can't make a cloth. What kind of cloth is that without yarn? So it's the same also. If there is not the if it were not for the mind, if the mind weren't existing, would be this this basis for also the samsara to exist, to be there, then there couldn't be any samsara. It would be like space just hanging there empty without any.
That de la uma bagi karela warisna chronzu lola koa de koa sia de ngobore ngemeres kasi ngobo ina senda chire yana senda taderes senda chigina teni koa de naya senda mindawa koa de naya ani koi ki noa de junche ya meba chagres kanjin kozu lola sendi kadu ina meba chaya yomara sendi den dambala ni juba yes shede gura odin de ta koi ki noa de junza ni micheba senda dina ya mindawa Chanogres. And then Sendly Shares, Lava in Kronzu Dundan Yanogres, kinds of Sendly Shimbi, Chukanya Mess, Sensamak, Shigura. Odin, the Dutch Ronzu Glue, Koa the Moboremudos. Mobina, Yanis send the Gingur, send the Gin and Koyig noa, Kaduina Meba, Chayamas, kinds of the Chronzu Glue, send the Kaduina Meba, Chayamindos. Shane is an ane, and the Chronzu Dundan Yanogus, Sendly Shimbi, Chutan Mess Logos, Odin, the Ta, Koa the Moboremason, Tangumi.
And so the Madhyamika asks if samsara is real, is samsara is this ngopo, this functional thing, is a really existing thing. Then is it, Madhyamika asks, then is it identical with the mind or is it different from it? If it is identical, then it wouldn't be, it is impossible to escape from it. Because the mind is permanently existing. It's always there, always existing. So you can't be free from the mind, so you can't be free from the samsara, which is one with the mind. And on the other hand, if it is different from the mind, then this is inconsistent with the chitta-matra position, which is why they say it is unreal. So the chitta-matra position being that there is no phenomena that exist outside the mind, so you can't say that the samsara exists as a real thing, as a functional thing outside the mind, if you're a chitta-matra. And so that is why they say that this is unreal, or a ngome, a non-functional thing.
Kanisana dine ngome senye de koa la manchinwa se din koa la mayanjar chewa. Ani dinanshin koa le trowa ke ta chik dhun chea chindwa. denje sidi yana koala manchi wada yana koala troi ke denje chechura ode tsani meba chano wes koa de kasing mena pena ribong ke ra laba la tene ni sakwa na ji ribong ke ra de tsani kro yemara ribong ra de ngumera ngobo tsani mare dende ribong ra ngumere ta ribong ra tsani meba de laba de ngobo ra ngume ribong ra de ani ngobo laba la shani dig sakwa ya la soba ke denje yores na ta tsani kro misi bara ode nan shinche Because the coat and women in a sing over the latine, then in coal and chinwa than coal a troy get gunchy at the tiny, never channel this.
But then, if samsara is like this, so this unreal, this non thing, non functional thing, this kind of phenomena, then it is causally ineffective, can't cause anything. And so, the consequence is that, therefore, even though it is supported by a truly existent mind, how can one be either imprisoned? In it or freed from it, so it can't be. It's causally ineffective, the samsara. So it can't be the cause for people to be, you know, imprisoned in the samsara, or that people, you know, that are imprisoned and come to the point that they are freed from samsara. All these things are impossible because this is unreal thing. This is a non-thing. Example to understand that is that even if one holds a horn of a rabbit in one's hand, so the one's hand is like, you know, this mind is truly existent thing, functional thing that can do things. If you hold the horn of the rabbit in your hand, then you won't be able to dig any earth with that, because the horn of the rabbit is a non-functional thing, is unreal, doesn't exist. So there's nothing you can dig, even if you hold it in this hand. So it's the same. Even if this unreal samsara is supported by the truly existent mind, then there's no point in it. There's no way where people can be imprisoned in samsara, no way people can be freed from samsara, because this is unreal as the horn of the rabbit. So, causally ineffective.
That jinang ngume said la ni yores. Ngume said chigla tsani kru meba, pena ribong rana shi. Ribong rade kadu ina yomara, tsani meba. O dene la ngume si chigche. Yang ngume si chigla dembar madrubige, ngobo. Ani jumata melam nashige, dembar madrubige. Jing noa jing doa, udela ngumes, laures. Dinde ta, chuan de tama, demba madu shin to go noa ding gangmars, demba madu shin to noa chore, demba madu shin to noa de tangag yomara, ding gag yomare de yin and de mingawa de tini tunda oma de soge, hako yomars, demba madu shin to noa choya de ta, sani kurunga, hako yomars. Kasi noa ni, demba tuba imba. Demba tuba in kasede. Dice, dembar madrupa ina, chik tonin drago ina, zanyi non to mirgunga drago chik. Non to rungi ke chio ina, mitomba drago chik, zungde gano mato, ton shin to chik non chupa de ta, tomba da nonwa ni, ini gawa meba de kozu hako goyo maras. Odi ha magon ke kanza te sola dine, tandan dini ma len dine te goras, kazi kowa de ngumi insuna dine, chik gyoen kanya mecheba, rimo kura na hichalo goras. Odi le chene len jay goras.
And so the term ngume that is has been translated so far in the text as unreal, that we called also non-thing, non-functional thing, is used with two different sense. It can refer to two different things. On the one hand, it is used to refer to what has no existence at all, even conventionally, like the horns of the rabbit, for example, even on the conventional level does not exist. And also it can denote things that are untrue in the sense of being like mirage, that are like you have those things that even though they appear, then they do not truly exist. So non-thing or ngome, a non-functional thing, that can refer to those two things. To other things that do not exist at all, even on the conventional level, such as the horn of a rabbit. And then you have also things that, even though they appear, are not truly existent. And so that can refer to those two things. And so this is how Madhyamika replied to those who believe in true existence, who, through not understanding that things may very well appear without truly existing, think that the absence of true existence means utter nothingness. So that all those proponent of the true existence of things, of such as all the other schools, the Vaibhashika, so Tantrika, Chittamatra, then for them, then they only consider the first meaning of the term. When you say non-thing, non-functional thing, nome, then they only understand these things that have no existence at all, even conventionally. So when they hear nome, they just think that it means utter nothingness, that there is nothing there. But so this is how the Madhyamika reply to them and say that when you talk about nome, actually it refers to two things. One, so there's this utter nothingness, but then there's also the things that can appear yet be non-existent at the same time, like mirage and so on. So because those proponents of the true existence of thing then think that from as soon as something appears, then it must be truly existent. But to which the Madhyamika said it doesn't have to be the case, because you have all those also non-things which are appearing yet non-existing.
Da deni kasita sende kandar ngoba inba che kwa de ngumen ra wen so ina da deni chi kandar chi ngoba da chi ngumen ni pensin de wa khan me ba de ne cha ngoda o de ni da chono chu lu la sende da ro ro ban ra wa de ne khan me ba ran ri ran sa sin de da chi bo chi cha ngoda se de ni da sende la zunga yu da tra wa zunga yu da chi zu da tro de zo ran jing tu ba me se so ta zunga yu ranjin tuba me suwa ina din zimbi gen zimba sensi nyele yang ta ranjin tuba me ba ta zunga dan zimba nyi ki tongro de ta nyi tong ki sheba sa nyeji rangri rangsa sa nyeji yus o de ngundu che siri ta de toya yus she suwa di tongro de dinin kozo gulo la choki nilu ngune de ta togo yus she gulo o din de ta dinle yin suna churon su gulo la jik senjen tsama ane jik sanje sanje rejas karisana ane ko dinege ni dong shi ba ran ri ran sa se ya de la zongwa yu dan zin ba sing gi ye ni tong ba ta kron chi chi pu cha ding da di zong ngun du che song ai nan de ni ko zu gi chu ni to ye xing da wo di ni da lan lan be zhen zan yu me je ba di san jian ren da wo di ni cha sa re su.
And so since there can never be any connection between a truly existing mind and something that's unreal, it follows that the self-knowing, self-illuminating mind proponent by the Chittamatrans is solitary and completely isolated. It means that this this mind that that you're talking about in the Chittamatra system is truly existent. But then those aspects are non-things, unreal. And so there can't be any connection between the two. There can't be any connection between a truly existent thing, a functional thing, and something that's unreal or non-functional thing. And so therefore, this mind that you're talking about, this self-illuminating, self-knowing mind, or the naturally clear self-awareness. Happy birthday. Seems more like a church or something. Anyway, so so this mind, it's a functional thing, and so it can't have any, you know, it doesn't have any connection with any object, because those objects are non-things. So a thing cannot have a connection with non-things, and so this mind is completely isolated. This mind is naturally clear, a self-awareness that you're talking about, this mind. And so it has no object, because it has no object to apprehend. It can't be the subject of anything, and so it is no subject also. So there's no here, so we see that in the way that you explain it, there's no subject and there's no object. And but also you explain that when the emptiness of subject and object is actualized, ultimate reality manifests, means that we realize the ultimate reality. Yeah. So But then, since there is no such thing as a, as we just saw, of subject and object here in your mind, then there's we are in this this realization is always manifest. We are always realizing this emptiness of subject and object, because this is the situation here, as we just saw. So, and it follows also that all beings are Buddhas from the very beginning, without needing to endeavor on the path. So since there is no subject and object distinction, so we are always in the situation of emptiness of subject and object, and so we are from the very beginning enlightened without to have to follow the path if we follow your tradition or your logic.
That the kasis kwa sini de ngome re san ngome se de ta sani meba chile reshe ja san de ni. Odi insan dini curang suri cik tambun senjen so sanjir esas sa lana kangan jenin beso cede ta cik gaya mendus sesang. Oh kasih ta dini insan dini curang suri lula cik sen sambat cedan je sen sandure seni cik tace mampu jenin cik dunda ginansha mampu cede la pendu kaya mendus yenden kaya mendus junsen karasana sen sam siwa ke drad ke sen loju ke cede paka dini zuma dan zima ni ke tombi ke ni dong siwa nari nansa seni yeres sub dugunda. Odin the Chironsukula, Zunzin ki Nino de Pakago Mindus. Zunzin ying tombi ki Nino Sheba, Tsuduguya Mindus. Kainsen any Tambon is sending to Sama Sanji Rendos. Kwase at the Tanya Mindus, Mumirendos. Odin the Chironsukula, Kasi, Chik Koyuki, Nambas in the Tanya, Mes Kelans Nandini, Chik Kwase at the Tanya Meba, Koyuki Dungas at the Tanya, Nyoya Meba, Odin the Chanowers. Dinne that Dinegi Kandra. Chiron tsukuru la kwa dan da chi sen le lo chi bi ngo bo tsani me chi nuwa de za tsa ma chi ngo men ra we chi tsa ma de she je sa na da chen de ne yong we re sa
and so we saw that so all these aspects, all those things, all the phenomena of samsara are non-things. And so we saw also that you understand nothing as being this utter nothingness. So therefore, all those aspects of the phenomena are utter nothingness, right, from the very beginning. So there's no samsaric phenomena that need to be abandoned and or eliminated, and also the mind. So this naturally clear self-awareness, free of the duality of subject and object, is truly existent, is already there, truly existing there. So it's also nothing to accomplish or to realize or anything. So in your system, there's no need to follow the path, because there's no samsara to eliminate, because from the very beginning that you said that it does not exist anyway, it is utter nothingness, or the phenomena of samsara, and there is no this ultimate nature of the mind, this state of the natural clarity of self-awareness, free of subject and object, also is truly permanently existent. So also this is not to realize, so this is not the aspect of elimination, not the aspect of realization to do, there's nothing to do on your path.
That digi ji deni la zhe bong che ta zhe bong si de dina la ji dambo zhunda kurong ge jing de zu xing da dambo de gare chung an se de umi ge zhunda nan lo la ta deni ge nan sha ji che deni ge nan sha che de che gare yin ya sa ma rang ge ran xing ge tong ba rang ge ngo ye tong ba le ma de ji che xin da ge ni che de la tong ba che kurong me tong ba lo de ni re sa na ma re sa che gare yin ya rang ge ran ni tong ba rang ge ngo ye tong ba de ni de she jan lo de tadile tumda goma de zogwe o de mares che chama rang ngwe tomba mares kashi rang ngwo me tomba che jenda gi tomba re kashi che kashi tomba mare ngune yore demba tuba yore de kasi meba ina de ni ding mi du sene zeba ma mu che sa o de la de ni ze ze bon che de de kab se da chik tambo kron zogi tumda goma de zo ya chi lo de la ma chi lo de ni ya chi lo ma chi de ni ma mu che nda de ngune che ne de ne che ne chik tsuya dhanga dhindi ya len jaya dhindi yo mara yini ya ta kuru dhumda nanu la chik dhishi jaton chiyo ra o dhila ani uma bag ribet chaba chini churang zuku dhumda nanu dhishi dhindi ndoas dhigila ani chun dhindi yungulis chun chi tang chun dhila churang zuki yanjar chun bongi len ta di matu jaya yo maras di kasi len di chawa yina yanjar chun dhindi njugulis dhindi chay dhindi thama dhila chik chun uma ke mat riba tang yung dele tene ngisa tsani meba chene kandar o dine chene da riba de ka ngisa chene da ko chik pa chun o dine chen de yo mara sen de nya shen da chik jun sen shen da chik pa kuram chuk tumta de duya chi ra o dine dum mi to ya chin ge chon da tsani tang ma to ba tene kale 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 ma chik ka sa ka ni ka ro da o de la ni dine sta ka go re sta de gi de ning tse gon che
So that was the refutation of objections concerning the suchness. So we saw the so first we saw how suchness is established by the madhyamika, the nature of things or the suchness. And they explained basically that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence. Rang tongpa, rangi ngô tongpa, empty of their own essence, and that not to say that some phenomena are empty of themselves or inherent existence, is that some phenomena are empty of being other phenomena, but then would be existing somehow. They say that absolutely all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, rangi ngô tongpa, and so this is what is explained by the Madhyamika, and then there are objections to that can arise. So here the presentation of objections is not so much like real kind of objections that proponents of Sautantrika, Vaibhashika, or Chittamatta would have come up with, and that actual kind of discussions that took place. But it's more like the as a way to kind of when the Madhyamika then present their philosophical tenets, and then when they look back at the other tenets of the Sautantrika, Vaibhashika, Chittamatra, then they see that there's a faults in those systems, and kind of bring them up, if you want, like looking at the those other systems, then they see that this could be an objection to what the Madhyamika have said, and so they refute that. They show how this is not an objection, and then, but then if you say that, then looking again at the system, that they see that they could come up with this kind of answer, and then again in this way then answering, so that to make sure that in the end there is no way that we could we could escape in a way, we could think that there's some kind of validity in those systems, but then see exactly how it is.
Da dini ma lam toni la tse bonche lam toni la sudi ta kasi tomba ni towa yina dini nga so juge dunga ki ju chubi ge nyomo de za pang re sen de ta xie da umi tun dan toni to se de ta ngo bo kare yina de sa ma nga so ge denbar ni sin de gra din denbar sin de de ta de ki nyem bo la che dan je menam da juma na shi denma ma ro to go gra de to na dini nyomo pang re xie da ta de la tse ba che gra dini chik chinong ki ngobo kare inayandi menamda juma nanshingi chik denpa madruba shenayang chik nyumondi su pang tusa maras kanyisa na pe na juma kengi kansa digi pe bime pe zemba dini chik kurongi jumi ki chik tru ne di tru shadi ane ko dila chaba chek ndo as kurongi di juma ki nuwa inba ha kogiris di juma inba ha kogiris ha kogi kogi tadung dila chaba chek ndo as o di indi chik chinong ki ngobo desa juma na shi to na nyomo panya la chik pen tosa maray di pan tosa marays di indi da chik shira pen to mindu sewar.
So that was the refutation of objection with regard to suchness. And now we come to refutation of objections with regard to the path of emptiness. Because, so there's this, basically this is on the questioning the fact that how is it that if we understand, if we realize emptiness, then we would be able to remove all the causes of suffering, is the negative emotions. How is it that just by realizing emptiness, by realizing that all phenomena are dreamlike, are like illusion, we'd remove negative emotions? And so to that, there are also kind of objections that are raised, and thinking that actually that is not the case, that just by realizing emptiness we won't be able to remove all negative emotions. And the example that is given is of a magician that would produce the illusory appearance of a beautiful woman, extremely beautiful woman. And this magician then would have still desire for this beautiful woman that he produced. He's the one who produced it. He knows it's just a magical illusion. Yet at the same time, he would still have desire for this incredibly beautiful woman. So in that, we see that just to know that something is unreal is just a magical illusion, and so to know that all phenomena are just a magical illusion, then do not prevent us from giving rise to negative emotions in this
world. Chik minam da juma na shinke, chik denpa maduwa yin shiye de gara. Tadi, tso rishi jade, ya chik tsoba yunye de ta, tunda lalo jom ma jenge ge, chik chidang ge, chik den pa banda uchi gara. O deso ge ta chik tse banda uchi. Tadi la len kare je gara sidi, juma ki kansa digi, kurong ge truba chesha ge pime de la, ani kurong ge juma yinba hako gara si. Ine ko nyomo pang tuk mido. Di mitong, mito ya de, ani kurong ge jula, 세자 경고보 가래를 이내 곧 차바짜니 뽕에 말았어. 근데 차바짜니 뽕에나 주미기 직 주셔야기 비매대 주마이 봐 하고는 해야 되나 차바째 그랬어. 니는 신 차바게 님보 돈이게 직 바자 돈이들 공부해라. 근데 건드리드 콜 짜니요 말았어. 근데 건드리드 맨은 되는 그 직 대가스 직 뭐보대 주마이 봐 세바짜니 거니. 내가 아니 차바 가인 뽕도 말았어. 점생 가서는 네 마인비게 최신다 가나야 그 차바짜니 뽕에 말아. 대나신 차박이 님보 원에데 다 돈이 데메데 또 오라 어디 코 간이 또 해머스 그런 거 주셔 여기 지 비메데 주마니 바 하고 그러데 이네 최신다 간야 데메니 바 하고 옵니다 어디 있네다 최신다 데메 마토나 지 그런 게 주바 제셔 여기 에 비메데 지 주마 임바 하고 왔던 게 거니 간야 펜토 두고 해머스
And so this objection raised here, I don't think is raised by any particular philosophical system, like either it be coming, you know, from Vaibhashika or Satantrika or Chittamatra, but it's more when objections that come to this presentation of the fact that all phenomena, whether outer or inner phenomena, are all dreamlike, like magical illusions, don't have more reality than dreams or magical illusions. And so when saying that, then there's those objections that come and that are presented to that and presented by people, for example, who don't have any education in philosophical tenets, in philosophy, and we just would object this. That and so saying that so since a magician then still has a desire for a beautiful woman that he's created, so that he's aware that he's just a magical illusion, then in the same way also, just to realize that all phenomena are magical, are like magical illusion, then won't help us to abandon desire and all negative emotions. But then the thing is that this magician who has desire for this beautiful woman, he hasn't abandoned desire for all the other things. He still has this strong desire going on for all the other objects. And he hasn't trained himself in the antidote to attachment, to desire, that is emptiness. He hasn't trained himself, he hasn't habituated himself to the understanding of emptiness. And so, therefore, he still has this desire for all the other objects. So that is why also when he's manifesting this woman, he still has desire for it. But then, if we were to have the antidote to desire, to attachment, that is the emptiness, then this knowing that all phenomena are devoid of self, of that all phenomena are identity-less, then he would abandon desire for all things, including this magical illusion, this illusory moment.
That juma ki kanza dike kanda kurongi truba chesha ki chik jumi ki pimedila chaba che gres. Junsen karasana kurongi ngobo shenda tiso denbaran zin de gara. Ode denbaran zin de go yena, teni ngobo shenda tiso la denbaran zinba yena, ani dila teni da chaba paan ki ko chik nyembo na wo kanyo mi doa. Chaba paan che pala ngobo shenda denbaran zinba di demedo, ani togo gres. Ode demedo mato na teni kanda ani chaba che gres. Tinde ta tsawa di karer tu yeresana, kundo, namdo, nando dera tu yeres. namdo de ta kare yung gore se de chilo ke ngobo ta ngone ke chik kansa de zo tsangma kog juma ke kansa de ke chik denpa re tene denpa nsing de ura odi namdo yora odi namdo de ta kare cha gore se de kasik tonging rabo namdo chesa ke chik hiye kansa ngone de manso ke chik tong de ya juma ke kansa mahin ba chik deso la kog ta ngone denpa truba re tene nsing de ura odi namdo dik nyembo kansa de denpa maduba juma nanshi, kurongi truba chajayake juma nanshi, teme to suwa ina, tende senbe shendo. Nyomo paane, ene tama nga tsoku lo de, jik nyomo kongto misho wachene, nyembo tongi ki nga la pa, ene senbe shendo yan jundo gores. Jundo de ta, tene nyomo de so yan tsama meba tso to gores. Pena, nimi ki chinko la, tene mimba ki driba tsa nyomara, mimba ki trima rabu ka nyomara, odi nanshi chene. Ene tama nga tsoku lo de, senbe shendo tongi la kongto de la, tene lo de, jik tongba nyiki, Tony Kron Nimbo ki ondolpa, dig cholan drone, then panjak cholapa, drogmaris, or then panjak cholamando, then panjak, pneumonia sort of invasion of panur, drogeris.
Mumba,
Nimi chingola, Mimba teni minibas. Nima, the Nisha yundi, that chingos, the Nimi, the Egilese, the Lindo, Nima Kronk, Sotele. O Dilla, Mimba negresena, degresena, Mimba degmunda. Dele dea ki koko tsani ragmenda, oda dina shires. Mazok toni de Demban zinde ki chu de demi de tosanandine. Mazok jola ni nyomon de tsani. Nigmaris, digmaris.
And so this magician then, because he hasn't realized that all the other phenomena are devoid of identity, are identityless. Then still has so he hasn't worked with the antidote to attachment, so he still has this attachment going on. So that is why even with the illusory woman, he has this attachment also for her, because what it comes down to is thoughts, those conceptual elaboration or thoughts. Because this is ordinary people, then when we look at things, then we look at things as thinking that they are truly existent. And because of thinking that they are truly existent, then desire arises and so on. Because of thinking it is truly existent. So because he hasn't trained in his mind at all, the magician, in thinking that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, so he sees them as truly existent. So then when he looks at this beautiful woman, also this kind of thought arises in his mind, and he would see it like a person who doesn't know that this is a magical illusion, and looks at this a beautiful woman he has desire because he thinks that she's truly there, this is a true woman. Then in the same way also, because he has this conceptual thought of grasping at true existence, that kind of creeps in, and that is why he still has this attachment then arising there. So that is why the only antidote is to... He hasn't applied the antidote of emptiness, of realizing that all phenomena are identityless, are dreamlike, like a magical illusion. By doing that, then slowly, by training our mind, then we come to see that all phenomena are not truly there, not truly existent. And in this way, then the attachment, the negative emotions towards them, or generated by them, in our mind kind of reduce slowly, and the more we train our mind in that, in seeing all phenomena are being devoid of inherent existence, are being identityless, then the more our mind goes towards emptiness, and the less it goes towards those things that are to be eliminated, namely the negative emotions.
Karela wara sidi. Ta dindi yinsi na jik kanyan pendo mendo sishye wara. Kanyan sina ngobo la pe denpa tuware teni shende na yan di yan namdo jirenda. Digi yan kwa langa zi yani yan da jedegnda. Ta digi nyingbo la chwe tanji tongba nyire teni gongo wara sishye san. O di yinji chwe tanji tongba nyire teni shende na yan kanda namdo rendo asa. Ngobo deso denpa tuware tena yan namdo re chwe tanji tongba nyire tena yan namdo re. Ta nyinja kanda namdo na mandeba rendo asa. Odi indi tadi kanda pendo mendoz kanyi sana lombo chegi tui nashi. Lanchen ki tui siya de lombo chegi bai subo cao ki tsi ne da jibo chi yunya ki che da da tui jagri si shing da. Tui jadi da jaga le kanda sacha maan che wala chu yabo yamara bai ndapa dindi na. Chu dindi yari mado chu ngune indro de ya de ta bai gombo ra. Tene langpa che deta tsak tsiyun de tene dina nola, daba dina nola ta jiksibo yunyaga che deta tuja go zara. Tene ko langpa che supo de debo yamara, dina daba nana nola sune. Tene ya tama tene ya kanda dunga mabu nyongu da su, o dina shirai jasta. Ngume la shenpa, ngopo la pe denbar tupare, tene shenpa deki nyenpo la che danyi tongpa nire tene shen suna ya. Ani tongpa nire tene deya de nanto rendo asu. Odi trubi ke nanto ke trawa, trawa siti ta nyasinsa ke chik taba dili. Odi nanshi kanta yani yandu ko trawa nano lu tsidi yandu asa. Odi indi ta pendu mundu asa.
And so finally the mind itself assumes the nature of the antidote, so the antidote of emptiness. So in this way going more and more towards emptiness and less towards what is to be eliminated in the negative emotions, then the mind becomes the antidote and always stays within emptiness and never goes and never give rise to negative emotions. So and the example is given, it becomes like the mandala of the sun without a trace of darkness. So when the sun is shining, there is no darkness whatsoever. And so even the most subtle seeds of ignorance are eliminated, never to return. And but there's another objection that can arisen, that is, and by the those proponents of real phenomena, of a phenomena that would really existing. And since the belief in the reality of phenomena and the conviction of the truth of emptiness both lie within the purview of conceptuality, it follows that come what may, we are caught in the web of thoughts, and like elephants washing themselves in mud. So the basically, so when we think that thinking that all phenomena truly exist, and thinking that phenomena are emptiness, both are thoughts, both are conceptual elaboration. So we don't get any kind of liberation from that, from our conceptual elaborations, by just thinking that all phenomena are emptiness. This is, so there's no much difference, there's no much benefit in thinking that all phenomena are emptiness or thinking that they are truly existent, because both are not beyond the so the web of thoughts or conceptual elaborations. We're not beyond this conceptual mind. And the example is given is like elephants washing themselves in mud. So when the weather is quite hot, then the elephants kind of like to wash. And in India, quite often the water is not so clear, so they go and wash, but in this kind of muddy water. So even though they're washing, then they just come out as dirty as they were. So it is the same also if we try to apply this kind of antidote of thinking that all phenomena are emptiness, instead of thinking that they are truly existent, we just add a thought to another thought. And how can we ever put a stop to conceptual activity? We are caught in the web of thoughts. So the web is like, you know, this thing that used by the fishermen to quote, to catch a fish.
ngobo chue de zi tsangma denpa chuba yue ma re teni jik tongi ta tangbo ta xie ra ta xie no ni ta tangbo chue de zi yue ba ma yin xie ge ta tangbo ka bi ki tongi king doa o di la xien de ya de ya namto re ndo ta nyingja namto yin di ane jik chue tangi denpa chuba yue ma re xie ta tangbo ka bi ki tongi de la diki namto tangbo denpa rin zin de ya ki namto de kandis pangu re ko nyingja namto re ndo asen de xie san tadila leen karija wale. Manzo senjian de zo ki tsero kwa tomi ni, tanda pa to ngobo de zo denpa tuba re, teni zimba shu chenpo yoresi. Din zimba shu chenpo de panya la tambo karija wale se de, ta tambo kabi ki toni. Chue de zo denpa tuba yue ma resi ne, yueba ma yin shi bi ki toni, ta tambo kabi ki toni. Odila yani yandu kongo resi. Dila kong ne, teni ngobo la denpa zimbi ki den zin de shu chenpo de panro resi. De panro de teni ngobo, yue ma re ten de king chi ngwe men ra wo chi le zin de ng da tan da o de zin ba de ya de ni kale pang lo res ka yin sna ngo bo de chu ba me na de ni ngwe me se chi ya los chu ba ka yin me ba o de ten jung ri ba se de ngo bo da ngwe me ni pen sen chi la ti ten ba ngo bo la ten ni ngwe me sha gwe ma do ngo bo da lo chu ba ngwe me se chi zan ko chu ba yin ma o de ri ba de ge de ni ngo bo gen zin ba de kale pang sna de ni ngwe me gen zin ba de ya kale pang lo res Tene tama de la ngobo da ngome genzimba tsama paane dene yeba da, meba da, ninga da, nimingi treba tsama tane dene tongi ngone de togo yores. Tene danda tongi la ngombar shen se ya de ta tambo kabi yeba mayin sendoni yeba pakabi ki toni chingdo odile shimba tade toni de toni ngone sini bad mare kanda odila ni kom soaina ngo bola dembran simbi ki denzin shu chambo de tene pontu yeres chinangi da ta tambo kabi ki toni de la yeba mai yeba mare ngo bodo so demba tu ba mare tene demin ra wichile zimba che denda din zimba de yan chidang nan tore ina din namto dike ngo bola dembran chik zin de ya ki namto de ya ko pantu yer odin de ta chiko tenden ra wichile da namto ine yan kan de chik chik pantu ba.
So the answer is that when people cultivate the habit of considering all phenomena as empty of inherent existence, an attitude that runs contrary to fixation, they are eradicating the ingrained belief in the reality of things. So the thing is, this teaching, when we explain that things are not truly existent, things do not exist, they do not truly exist, this is the refutation of the first extreme. You know, when we're talking about the about emptiness, about refutation things are existent or non-existent, or both or neither, so the four extremes, this is what corresponds to emptiness. And so, but then the first of the four is the refutation of the true existence. And so that is refutation, or the kind of that is the antidote, so it says that runs contrary to fixation, that is the antidote to the grasping at things as being truly existent. So this is the first that we come across and that is taught, so that we have naturally this grasping at things as being truly existent. We grasp at things, we think things are truly there, truly existent. So in order to remedy that, then we teach and we think, we need to think again and again that actually things do not truly exist, are not truly there. Things are, and then thinking in its way again and again. And so that would act as an antidote, even though that's another thought, that is acting as an antidote to thinking that things are truly existent. And then if we do that again and again, then we come to a point where we think that things do not exist. So that is the second extreme. We think that things do not exist. And then, so then from that, then slowly we move. It says, at the same time, by using the argument of dependent origination, they will also conclude that even the conviction in the unreality of phenomena is merely one thought supplanting another, and that it cannot in itself be the true mode of being a phenomena. So we come to that point where we realize that phenomena do not exist. But then the argument of dependent origination, I mean, because not existing is something that is talked about or thought about independent about true existence. So seeing that also, then you come to realize that there's no such thing also and not as not being existent. So we've refuted being existent and not being existent. Then in this way, understanding that not being existent is just something that comes independent about existence. But since there is no existence, there can be also non-existence. And so in this way, we work ourselves through the four extreme, and then come to understand that also there's not it can't be both or neither in this way. And then we come to develop the true understanding of emptiness in this way progressively, and that is the freedom from all conceptual elaboration. And so it is true that this thought, thinking that things do not exist, is another thought. But then when thinking in this way, that act as an antidote, that act as a, that's really counteracting this thinking that things truly exist. So it kind of works. And then we come to this point where we think that when we think that things do not exist, and then apply, understand that actually not existing is just something that is kind of labeled in dependence upon existing. And so since there is no existing, there is no non-existing as well. And then we refine our understanding in this way and coming to understand, to realize actually the freedom from all conceptual elaborations.
Niera tendana, non rombi tendana, non romani vitana. Tambo deta, mobo de so demons by shooting by in a tambo carregon, non rombi tenda. Tadia, ombo nobo ina, tambo nico non rombi tenda, then by the tether, co totuere, tobanan hinch in the co gomdaware. ombo tegas nombo medeni dige tawa tenle babi koso na roma invita na tatanje da tawa de tenle begure yine nyamsule ne gonyun dila tambo ne di gomto yema gom ma to de ta tambo yeba de pakka tsange toni mega de toni mega se gore na rombi tanda se gore ti yani yando gom ti yani yando gom de tene dembran zimbi ki denzin shu chembo de ne kale 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 nyur ndo gore di nyur ndo yindila tene tama kareche gore se de dini digito de ngobo ta ngobo ya me yema res ngobo meba na shi ngome se yan chen tuba yema res dini ngue de ngeme ki ta de kale kale pakka yindila tene ma su toni mega yema mepa la zimba chindo na rombi tanda Then Zimba Tandini, Kalekale Pane, the name Tamadella, Nanroma in Bitten, a woman, Mune, that sneak body, Kain body, Tini, Gum to wear us.
So, there's two candles here on this table. Can you share? Can you share a candle? Can you? Stefan, the other side. Take the other one. So when we come to understand emptiness, so there's it is the freedom from all conceptual extreme. Yet when we come to meditate sometimes, then it is so we have the we can meditate on this first the absence of existence. So it is like, you know, when we talk about emptiness, then there's two types of emptiness or absolute truth. As we said, there's the conventional absolute truth, or sometimes called categorized, and then the uncategorized, or the absolute beyond the conventional. And so first there are two types of kind of student: those who are, you know, extremely sharp faculties. Then, you know, they're taught about the unconventional, or the absolute beyond the conventional, and can, that is the freedom from all four conceptual extreme, and can readily start to meditate upon it and come to realize that. But then there's a lot of students also for whom this is difficult. This is not something that is possible to just engage readily with that, even though they are taught about the freedom from the four extreme, about this absolute that is beyond the conventional. But then, still, they need to meditate on the conventional absolute. They need to meditate, that is, on the refutation of existence, the famous Megak. So this is meditating basically on the refutation of just the first extreme. Even though within emptiness, then the four extremes need to be refuted in order to realize emptiness, then we need to realize the absence of the four extreme. Yet here, as we start meditating, then we start to meditate just on the first extreme, because it is because of this strong grasping at things as being truly existent. This is the main thing. This is not something that they can go beyond. And so first it is taught how to go beyond this first extreme of thinking that things are existent by meditating on this conventional absolute, on the mega, that is the refutation of existence, thinking that things do not exist first. And then slowly coming to have this realization, this understanding, and slowly then we can then develop in our meditation and come to grow to develop an understanding of the four extreme, the freedom of the four extreme, and of the absolute beyond the conventional. If we leave it here today.
Chenju de Ganda Uma Tanjur Badan, Ranju by Nignani, tanju bigishun tanju bigishun indila tendan la nanrong ba da nanrong ba nanrong ma yimbe tendan ni xie ya de chedang ge umaranju bigishun tanju bigishun na la nanrong bi tendan na nanrong ma yimbe tendan ni xie ge me sen de chedang ge da xie we yine di kare la ko se de tawa tenen baby cos ani tenen baby cos uma tanju bigishun na la nandro mai bitan dan chipure ma do nandro bitan dan se chi tani tenen beg mes ranju bi shuno na tawa tenen be because tenen nandro bitan dan da nandro mai bitan dan ni she ta gon yun de la tenen chi dis so so gon yun de la chi tambo nandro bitan dan gon tenen nandro mai bitan dan gon tere che ne re me che ne gon chu re standa din na ta nandro bitan dan da nandro mai bitan dan ni she sa o de gon gon bi cos da tanju bi shuno na de de nandro da nandro mai bitanda ni goya yesi ne tawa kono tenen be sire tawa ngone de ta yaba mai meba mai ni ga mai ni mi mai sine chi tenen be chi ra o de ko sa ta nanzo ke tawa de nandro bitanda de yi sin de ni o de ni chi tenen be we maras de des cheba yores ti mena mambo chi tuwa yunda de chenju de la nandro da nandro mai bitanda ni she do standard de na अनि दि तंजु विकि शुंरे तंजु विकि शुंना तंदाना नि चनि चेग मेसन दो शिन दोस दि नले नि शिन दोस दि करेरेस थियो मबो युंदा ओदे नि शे दे तावा तेन बेबी कोस च चनि नि शेग मेस गन युं देला दिने दिने गे नि गोय युरेस ओ दि गन चेगरेस तोनी तोनी भाजा कोंबे ना से दे
नम
नम नलो बितना なんでだって、チクだ。いや、トニーパチャコンベナセンだ。トニーパチャコンベナス。トニーパチャセで、トニーシ、トンボ、トニーパチャセで、なんどんみたんだ。てね。チアメチコンベナ、てんちにポンジョシンだ。チアメチコンベナ、てねちポンセで、たまだらんごぼだんごめ、やばだめば、かんぎや。ち。しんばでパポンロでらてね。 デンバデメキシンバでパンのレス。ナロンビタナデメキシンバでパンのレス。おでき、ナロンダナロンマインビタナにてんがる。チグネダナロンダナロンマインビセアチムダ。ね、ディギテンダでユングルで。トニパチャコンベナ、ヌビパチャポンジョシス。ヌビパチャコンベナ。ヌビパチャポンジョシス。ディギナロンビタナチ。チアメジコンベナ、テンチネポンジョセアディ。ナロンマインビタナ。
Pony Paja Pombena, maybe Paja Ponjis. Tenin Chia Major Combina, ten Chini Ponjas. Digga, Nanoma Imbetana Shim.
Teddy Gombi on the ton. Gombi on the la, then a gongorous chessa. Munzi, Dembrance, big Denzin Ponyagicheto, Tombo Nanombi Tenda, Tony Megada, Congoverus. Congoverus. Diani and the Combro de. Tene ngobon zimbi ke chik denbar zimbi denzin de pan rodi. Tene ngome zimbi ke zimba de ya. Ani tama de la pan to gres. De tama de la pan gode tene nanro ma imi tanda gong ya.
So here the text of Bodhicaryavatara, this presentation of the on wisdom here, is from the point of view of the Prasangika school. And we know that the this discussion in terms of a conventional ultimate and ultimate that is not conventional is from the it's a Svatantrika kind of presentation, and that at the moment of establishing the view, then the Prasangika then do not establish the this conventional ultimate, but they are just interested in the ultimate that is not conventional. This is the freedom from the four extremes. This is what they establish, and not the conventional ultimate. Whereas this Svatantrika, they establish, when establishing the view, establish both the conventional ultimate and this ultimate that is not conventional. Yet, when coming to practice, then we can. It is possible to practice in this way. First, the refutation of existence. This mega. This the fact that things. The refutation of the reality of things. The fact that things do not exist. That is the first. This conventional correspondent to the conventional ultimate. So that we can practice in this way. And then go to a practice to the freedom from the four extremes. So that is the ultimate, that is not conventional. So it is possible to practice in this way. That is why here both are the conventional ultimate and the ultimate that is not conventional are mentioned. They are mentioned in where it says that verse 32. So the answer is that when people cultivate the habit of considering all phenomena as empty of inherent existence, an attitude that runs contrary to fixation, they are eradicating the ingrained belief in the reality of things. So this elimination of the ingrained belief in the reality of things corresponds to the, that is the conventional ultimate. And then later, meditating on the fact that both the reality and unreality of things are completely lacking in true existence, they will finally overcome even their clinging to emptiness or non-existence. So this is eliminating this elimination of the clinging to emptiness or non-existence. That is the ultimate that is not conventional. So that was here to explain, so that to make sure there is no kind of a confusion, that even though this is a Prasangika text, then still it is here those two were mentioned here in this context.
Sunam de